好名字。
全国将会有340
例。Good morning. Today we will examine U.S. President Joe Biden's defense budget and how it is aimed at countering China's increasing military influence in the Indo-Pacific.We will then look into a UN investigation on Israel and Hamas over last month's violence. And we will finally discuss Syria's recently conducted elections. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of June. I am Arunava and you're listening to The Leader's Brief by Ego Monk. The $715 billion defense budget that US President Joe Biden unveiled last week aims to address escalating tension due to alleged Chinese military aggression in the Indo-Pacific through the Indo-Pacific Deterrence Initiative. Mr. Biden has been under pressure from several congressmen, as well as those involved with the country's military operations after proposing the country's defense budget last month. The federal budget was a polar shift from his predecessor Donald Trump's approach. The $1.5 trillion earmarked for 2022 increases funding for domestic programs by 16% at 3.3% of the country's GDP. In comparison, Mr. Biden plans to increase the military budget by a mere 1.7%. Congress continues to remain divided, with one group made up of progressives calling for a 10% cut in military spending and another arguing for an increase in defense spending, particularly due to increasing threats from China and Russia. In the defense budget sent to Congress last week, Mr. Biden's administration seeks to find a balance to pass what can be called a substantially reduced military spending. The $715 billion Department of Defense plan aims to shift funding from old systems to help modernize the country's nuclear arsenal and develop future warfare capabilities. The US administration has said that procurement would be slashed by $8 billion to make way for a $5.5 billion boost towards developing and testing cutting-edge technology that could compete with China. The White House has proposed a total of $112 billion towards research and development, a 5% increase and the highest ever sum allocated for the purpose. Procurement funding has been slashed by almost 6% to $133.6 billion. Overall, the 2022 defense budget represents an $11 billion increase and trails the rate of inflation. Moving on to some news from the Arab world, the United Nations Human Rights Council agreed last week to launch an investigation probing whether Israel and Islamist group Hamas have conducted any crimes during the 11-day conflict last month. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the UNSC that deadly Israeli strikes on Gaza might constitute war crimes and that Hamas had violated international humanitarian law by firing rockets into Israel. The UN investigation is looking into all allegations of violations in Gaza, West Bank, as well as in Israel. Violence erupted in the country during Ramadan festivities after Palestine's Hamas group launched rockets targeting Israel in retaliation to clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. Over 230 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes following the attack. At least 60 of them were children. The UN has said that it will keep its investigation impartial and independent and probe all allegations of crimes committed during the 11-day period. However, while Hamas has welcomed the United Nations announcement, Israel has said that it will not cooperate with the investigation. The country's foreign ministry called the probe, quote, a bid to whitewash crimes committed by the terror organization Hamas, end quote. The United States of America, too, has voiced support for Israel and said that it deeply regrets the United Nations' decision to launch an international investigation. A statement issued by the US mission to the UN in Geneva read, quote, the action today threatens to imperil the progress that has already been made, end quote. The Indian envoy to the United Nations in Geneva, Indramani Pandey, said that India, too, abstained from the resolution to set up a commission of inquiry on human rights violation in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and in Israel. The resolution, brought by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Palestinian delegation to the UN, was adopted with 24 members voting in favor and 9 against it. Moving on to some political developments in neighboring Syria, protests erupted in Idlib after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad secured a fourth term with an improbable 95.1% vote share. However, the country's opposition in exile and the international community have strongly contested the poll results, calling the elections unfair. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America put out a joint statement saying that the polls were neither free nor fair, as they were held without UN supervision. It should be noted that Syria has been devastated since a civil war broke out in 2011. The war, which began in the second year of the Arab Spring, has cost over 600,000 lives in the last decade and caused large-scale economic ruin, costing the country over $1 trillion. The Syrian government has, however, blamed its economic ruin on Western sanctions. Pro-Syrian forces presently occupy a major part of the country, and a fragile ceasefire prevents government forces and rebels from engaging in conflict in Idlib, the last rebel-controlled province. The call for democracy that turned violent after a government attack on peaceful protesters in 2011 had prompted several rebel forces to take up arms. Mr. Assad himself has been accused of several human rights violations, including the use of chemical weapons on civilian areas, and is backed by Russia and Iran. It should be mentioned that last month's vote was boycotted by the Syrian Democratic Council, which administers an autonomous oil-rich region in the northeast as well as in the northwestern region of Idlib. In places where government enjoys popularity, like Latakia and Tartus, hundreds of Syrians rallied to celebrate Mr. Assad's victory. While it is unlikely that the election results will be contested despite allegations of voter fraud, Mr. Assad's victory would mean more friction between Western forces, Syria, and Russia, which continues to back the Assad regime. That is all for today. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with more happenings from around the world. Tune into EgoMog to stay updated on the latest happenings and their impact on global trade, technology, and innovation. EgoMog helps you make sense of change. We are a global intelligence platform, delivering asymmetric outcomes by bringing organizations closer to the communities they want to serve and the leaders they wish to influence. Visit our website insights.egomong.com, that is insights.egomong.com, to subscribe and make better and faster decisions today. If you wish to collaborate with us, then please email us at contact@egomong.com.